This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. An air quality alert is in effect for much of northeastern Colorado, plus the eastern plains, due to high winds and blowing dust. High wind warnings are in effect for much of the area, with gusts up to 65 miles an hour possible. Parts of the northern Front Range also have high fire danger. As a result, XL Energy shut off power to at least 9,000 customers across the Front Range earlier today. That affected many residents in Fort Collins, Loveland, LaPorte, Timnath, and Windsor. The outages are part of the utility's public safety power shutdown program to reduce wildfire risk during strong winds. About 1,500 homes in Boulder also lost power due to downed power lines. XL says the power was quickly restored there this morning, and it plans to restore power to all affected customers tonight. Governor Jared Polis says his decision to withhold millions in state grants from Colorado cities and counties last year is different than President Trump withholding federal funds from the state.
The difference is we are simply implementing the laws as passed by the legislature, which requires certain things of localities, in this case around zoning near transit. And of course, if there's a law that's passed by the legislature, people have to follow it, whether you agree with it or not.
Polis signed an executive order last year requiring Colorado municipalities to prove that they're following state housing laws in order to be eligible for part of the more than $100 million in state grants. Some municipalities pushed back, saying it undercuts local authority. You are listening to CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. We're coming up on 4:06. Stay with us.